In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So last week we focused mostly on one vocabulary word, repent, which we said does not mean shape up and do better, but rather change your focus, change your perception. This week I'd like to focus on a different vocabulary word that came up in the epistle selection that Tam read for us from Paul's letter to Timothy. And the sentence is, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, or of whom I am first. It's a well-known verse as we quote it at every liturgy in our pre-communion prayer. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. And the word I'd like to focus on this week is sinner. Sinner. It's a word that's been used to humiliate and shame and distance and manipulate and persecute other people for centuries, up to and including this very day. Even though sinner is accurate for all of us, very few people appreciate being called sinner. I mean, I can call myself a sinner, no problem. But if you call me a sinner, I'm going to get defensive, right? Who likes that? And maybe a few of you, when I said the word I'm going to talk about today is sinner, maybe a few of you even had a negative reaction just to that announcement. A little tightening of the muscles or the sternum. Because maybe the word sinner has been weaponized against you in the past. Last week I used the image of a fundamentalist street preacher yelling, "Repent, you sinner." And I'll be the first to admit it sounds pretty awful in the English language. Judgy. Very condemning. But in Greek, again, it is not so. The word sin in Greek is hamartia, which simply means to miss the mark. To miss the mark. Like in archery or darts or a gutter ball in bowling. You're aiming for the bullseye, but you miss. You miss the mark you were aiming for. So if sin simply means to miss the mark, then a sinner is someone who's missed, someone who is off the mark. And notice in Greek, there's no moral judgment at this stage. It's an observation. I threw my dart, I missed the bullseye. It's a simple observation. Now, the moral judgment might come in on whether or not I tried to hit the mark in the first place. In other words, I could miss the mark even though I did my best. Or I could miss the mark because I wasn't really trying. Or, even worse, I missed on purpose. And all of these things relate to how we live our daily lives. But the fact is, the word sin is just an impartial observation. I missed the mark. Fact. So when Paul tells Timothy that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, it does not mean Christ Jesus came to save you horrible, wretched people. It simply means Jesus came to save those of us who are off the mark, which is pretty much everyone except perhaps the very youngest among us. Jesus even says in John's gospel that he did not come to judge the world, but to save it, to save us who keep missing the mark. Picture in your mind perhaps a middle school archery team on the first day of practice. They're going to be a gaggle of incompetence and likely dangerous once you put a bow and arrow in their hands. Still, the coach is not coming to judge those students, but to teach them, to guide them, to inspire them, to correct them, to bring them to a point where they're going to get better and better. And when the coach says, "I am here to improve those of you who are missing the bullseye," it's not a judgment. It's a gift. It's an offering of time and talent of that coach, and it's why the kids are on the team in the first place. And when I miss the mark in my daily life, it doesn't make me a horrible, depraved person, because the image of God is still my true essence. But it does mean I'm off the mark today, and it does mean that I need coaching and correction. One of the hallmarks of our spiritual life is the opportunity to practice the Jesus Prayer. It's a short prayer that can be synchronized with the breath and prayed throughout the day. In its longest form, it goes like this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now, that's not its only form, and it's not its most ancient form, but that's most often how it's printed in our modern prayer books. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now, interestingly, I've had more than one person in my ministry mention that they don't like calling themselves a sinner over and over and over. These folks report that calling themselves a sinner all day long is actually having a negative impact and effect on their spiritual life. And frankly, I don't blame them, because in English, it kind of sounds like verbal self-flagellation, self-beating. You sinner, you sinner, you sinner. I usually suggest one of two options. The first is just leave a sinner off. It's actually a very late addition to the prayer and not essential to it. But there's a second option that might be a little bit more edifying, and that is to pray what the word actually means. Try this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me who am off the mark. Have mercy on me who am off the mark. It no longer sounds like I'm beating myself. I'm just asking the coach for help. And best of all, that's what the phrase actually means. That's what it literally means. Have mercy on me who am off the mark. Now, none of this is to imply that we don't take sin seriously. But missing the mark hurts people. Full stop. Full stop. It hurts others. It hurts myself. And those can be mighty sharp and mighty lasting arrows when I miss. And the fallout can sometimes last a lifetime. But what I am saying is that my being off the mark does not cause Jesus to condemn me, but to offer to heal me. I mean, we take heart disease seriously, but we don't condemn the patient. We look for healing. And Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, to save those who are off the mark, and to heal our aim. So putting last week's and this week's vocabulary together, the phrase repent sinner, which sounds so harsh in English, literally means change your focus. Your aim is off. Change your perception. You're missing the mark. And those are not the words of a judge, but of a coach, a healer, a savior. It's a very therapeutic and hopeful message. And best of all, it's what the phrase actually means. Change your perception, you're missing the mark. Amen.